Welcome to the Pastor Nora King Podcast. We're confident that the message you're about to hear will enhance and empower your life in God. Now, here's Pastor Nora.
Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, John 16. Is that a prayer scripture? I want you to think about this. He said, whatever you ask in my name, this is Jesus talking, I will do it. Whatever you ask, whatever you demand, listen to me, as your rights and privileges, I will do it. See, that's not really a prayer to God. It is prayer in that we're standing our ground and we're speaking to the demonic realm and we're demanding in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Whatever you ask or make a demand on as your rights and privileges in Christ Jesus, I'll stand behind it. And I felt that way in prayer sometimes. God, I pray and pray about these situations and nothing seems to change. And my word from the Lord is just keep on standing. You keep on standing and do not give up. Just pray because the power is being made available. Well, who cares about the political realm? Who cares about that? Who cares about the judges? I tell you what, we better care because as the government goes, so the nation goes, so our family goes, so we go. It does make a difference. And we are godly people, and we need to let godly prayers go forth. But he said, whatever you ask and demand as your rights and privileges as a king and a priest under your God, I will do it. I will stand behind it. And in my name, let it be. Whatever you allow is allowed. Whatever you disallow is disallowed. Now think about that. Well, we don't want to have that much responsibility. We just want to say, well, the will of the Lord be done. Honey, the will of the Lord can be known through reading that book. And we don't have to just say when we don't know what we're talking about, just say, well, the will of the Lord. What is the will of the Lord? The will of the Lord is His last will and testament. That's what this is. If I had a will and you know, I have it written up and I have specified in that will everything that I want to take place on my departure out of this world when I go to heaven. And I said, I want this one to have that and I want that one to have this. And, this other stuff, I want it to go to so-and-so. How many of you know that will, I've said what I meant and what I wanted to happen? And I sign it, and someone gives the seal to it and says, okay, it's official. This is official. And it was sealed through the blood of Jesus Christ. And what you see in that book is what you get. So God says, what you allow, what you see in this book, and what you allow to happen is allowed. Because I stand behind it. But now, if you disallow some things because I've disallowed them myself, let it be. And see, so many times what we do, guys, when we get in prayer, we get tripped up because we say, okay, well, I just bind Satan. I bind you in the name of Jesus. You'll not do this. I disallow this in Jesus' name. Whatever, we pray. And we stand against that. And then we get up. Well, we don't feel any different. Nothing looks any different. So we say, well, you know, I don't know. I know it says that, but it just really didn't work for me. No, it does work for you. And what you see, the Bible says, is temporal. This is a temporary state that we're in right now. But there's an eternal state that is out there that through your prayer and the power that is made available, you tap into it and you catch hold of it and bring it into the now. Well, You might not see it immediately. You might not feel like things are different. But see, folks, that's where we can't go on what we feel. You know, I remember when I was a young mother, and lots of days I didn't feel like being a young mother because, you know, all the things that went along with it. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Some of you moms. But you know what? Because I didn't feel like it, did that make me not one? No, it didn't change a thing. It was still the same, and the diapers were there, and all the feedings and the cleanings and the washing the clothes and everything was still there. I was still a mama, whether I felt like being one that day or not. And see, sometimes as a prayer partner, as a prayer warrior, you may not feel so spiritual, and you may not feel like you get every breakthrough that you've gone for in that prayer closet. But do not be moved. Do not be moved. Do not give up. Do not lose heart. Do not faint, but pray. And now we're going to talk about some things as we get a little bit along in here that how that we can stand, but it'll take us a few minutes. Now, in 2 Timothy 2:1, I'm going to read this to you. This is a literal translation of that verse, and we talked about it a little bit last time I spoke on prayer here in this series, but I'm going to talk about it just a little bit more because I believe it bears repeating. 2 Timothy 2:1, it says, "Lay hold of a steady current of God's power, which comes as a result of God's grace." He said, lay hold of a steady current of God's power. Now, if you're going to lay hold of something, that means you got to go after it, doesn't it? You got to go after it, and you've got to seize it. Lay hold of it. Now, if I wanted my purse tonight, I'd lay hold of it and I'd pick it up and I'd get it. Well, see, we can lay hold of God's power. But I like how he says it's a steady current. In other words, it's not these lightning bolts coming through, just zap, 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 but it's a steady current, always available, always flowing, this steady current of God's power. And so we just have to tap into it. And you tap into it through prayer. But he says, lay hold of that steady current of God's power. And what does the rest of that say? We need to look at that. Which comes as a result of God's grace. And I want to say this, I said it last time, but it bears repeating. I don't ever want to leave the impression that when you pray, it's all work and it's all you, because that isn't true. Prayer is a weapon that God has given to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it comes to us by grace. It's all grace. It's not what we've earned. It's not what we deserve, but it's what He gave us. It's His unmerited favor and blessing upon our life. And see, that steady current of God's power is made available through that special grace, not because I'm such a hot shot or you're such a hot shot, but because God wanted to give it to His people as a blessing. Aren't you thankful for the power of God that's been made available? God talks about us being endued with power from on high after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. We're His temple. We're full of His presence, His power, if we just only knew it and we just only would be faithful in releasing that power and not be selfish, but think about what God wants to do in the earth for others. Amen. I want you to take your Bible and I want you to turn to Daniel chapter number 10. Daniel chapter number 10. And I'm going to read in verse number 12 and 13. Then said he unto me, "Fear not, Daniel, From the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Now, isn't it interesting here? I told you a few minutes ago about, the supernatural. When I would hear anything about the supernatural, I would become afraid, and that fear would come. Well, see, here was Daniel, and he was afraid, and the angel came and said, "Fear not." See, when supernatural things happen, that the tendency is to fear. It really is true. I remember one time when I was praying in the old sanctuary over there, and I was praying, and when I pray, I have certain things, and in that season of my life, I was praying in certain ways and praying for just an outpouring in this city and standing against things that God had shown me that really were the ruling spirits in this area, or a part of them anyway, that He had revealed to me. And so I began to stand against those things. And I remember one night I was over there praying, and I stood against a spirit of mockery. And I am telling you, so help me. Now, I didn't see this with my natural eyes, but it was just like something lifted. And I saw that spirit of mockery. And I saw it was standing in the sanctuary. Now, you understand that spirit realm, it wasn't in the sanctuary necessarily. It was just that spirit realm that, that curtain was drawn back, and I saw into the spirit realm, and I saw what that devil looked like. And it was apish-like, and it was big, tall, large frame, and I saw, and it had on like weapons or whatever, like a kind of a belt thing, and it had weapons in it, And as I prayed and I was walking around that sanctuary, that thing was just staring me down. And I am telling you, I have never had such goosebumps in all my life, going up and down and all around. I mean, I guarantee you my hair probably was standing out when I saw that thing. But see, you tap into that, and that fear came upon me, but there was power being made available as I stood against that thing. And I want to tell you, I had to do this. I had to face my fear. You know what I did? I started walking right toward where that thing was, and I walked right to that area and walked through it. I had to do that because of the fear that was there. And see, sometimes when you get in prayer and God's revealing things to you, you can be like Daniel. You can get afraid. It may not be a physical manifestation of something. It just may be a knowing of something or whatever. And that fear will try to grip you. But the angel came and said, "Fear not." That's what God says to us. From the first day that you set your heart to understand and chasten yourself before the God, before thy God. See, he was fasting. Daniel was fasting. Prayer and fasting go together. And I would really encourage you, if you do not fast very much, seek the Lord on going on a fast. And if you read the scripture, there's different kinds of fasts. Daniel's fast was 21 days, and he didn't eat certain things. And you can go on a total fast and, drink water and just different things. But when you fast and pray together, I'm telling you, there is something powerful released at that particular time. So Daniel was fasting. He was praying before God. And here he says, "Thy words were heard." In other words, call upon me and I will answer you. In other words, he's not turning a deaf ear to his people. If we pray, he will hear and he will answer. He wants to get his will done in the earth, folks. And if he can find people who will pray, he'll use us. He says, "Thy words were heard and I am come." How come? Why did the Lord come on the scene? "I am come for thy words." Let me tell you something. You pray, you fast, God comes on the scene because of what you have prayed, because of the words you have spoken. you having problems in your home and children, you know, that are just not serving God, or different things are going on in your family, you pray and fast and call out to God, and God will come because of your words. But we got to have faith, folks. We got to believe. We can't just think that we're spending our time and not accomplishing anything. Well, I prayed for an hour yesterday, but nothing happened. I pray for an hour all the time, but I don't really see any results. Well, you don't have any faith. And if we'd really examine and think about it, we'd probably find all kinds of things that were happening. And we're looking for this big, you know, like that spirit of mockery or something. You know, we're looking for that to show up or whatever, but it doesn't always happen that way. All right, let's keep reading. I am come for thy words, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. Now, who's talking here? This is the angel talking, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand. See, the angel was bringing a message to Daniel. But the angel was telling Daniel, from the very first day that you prayed, I began to move. And we've got to understand, on the very first day, remember I told you about, you know, what we see is temporal, but the eternal realm, you know, it's out there and it's more real than what we see. We've just got to tap into that and bring it into where we are. And it really is true. And see, if Daniel was just going on what he was seeing, well, I prayed 21 days ago, but really nothing happened. But see, the angel came to say, no, that's not the way it is. You prayed, and on the first day, I began to move. But what you have to understand, Daniel, is that there are demon princes. There are demonic forces that hinder the work that I want to do in the earth and the work that believers want to do in the earth. That there's powers that hinder that from coming to pass. They're called demon powers. And you see, sometimes, you know, you don't talk about demons all the time. You don't need to talk about demons all the time. But you need to know about demons. And you some of the time you do need to talk about them because they're real. You can't see them necessarily. I can't see them necessarily, but they are there. A wide door of opportunity, Paul said, has been opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. There are many demon powers that want to stop when God swings open a door. Wants to stand in the way, wants to block the blessings, wants to dam up and clog the pipe, if you will. But see, prayer makes tremendous power available and pushes and moves those things out of the way. Whether you ever see it, whether you ever see what the demon power looks like, you ever know what his name is, it doesn't matter. If God wants to show you, he will. And if he doesn't, good. We don't need to see all that anyway, do we? I don't want to see all of it. But you know, one reason I think God has shown me many things like that is because when I prayed for the gifts, I prayed desire the gifts of the Spirit, desire those kinds of things. I would pray and I would always feel like I needed to zero in on the discerning of spirits. Lord, I want to be able to have that gift, the discerning of spirits. And so God has seen fit to use that in my life from time to time.
Thanks for listening to this message from Pastor Nora King. If you'd like to contact us, you can visit us online at redemptionchurch.com. We'll see you back here next week for another powerful message from Pastor Nora.